You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Three people remain missing in central Texas after deadly flash flooding swept through the region earlier this month. At least 138 people lost their lives when torrential rain caused a 22-foot rise along the Guadalupe River.
Emergency teams from all over the country have been a part of the recovery effort. Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force is one of those groups.
Members of that task force were deployed to Texas just days after the July 4th flooding. On Monday evening, they returned home safely.
During the team's last days in Texas, we caught up with task force leader Bob Zimmerman, who reflected on nearly 3 weeks of rescue and recovery operations.
We've met some amazing people down here that have been tremendously impacted with loss of life in their family or loss of property. And the focus for our team, like all of the other teams down here, is what can we do to assist in completely searching the river to hopefully bring some closure to the families who have lost loved ones down here.
The task force brought detection dogs into places where flood victims are still missing with the hope that those dogs could point out areas of debris that needed to be cleared and searched.
Zimmerman told us the nature of the job, along with the Texas heat, was a challenge for the group, but he says that working with people from all around Wisconsin and helping in a time of need kept his team going.
We have firefighters here from Superior, Beaver Dam, Anago, Appleton, Green Bay, Sheboygan, Nina Menasha, and Racine. Just that common mission that brings us together and functioning as a unit, that brings us a high level of satisfaction, just being able to do what we're trained to do. I would say that, you know, it's definitely uplifting when you meet the Texans down here. They're just so welcoming and they're so grateful for everybody coming down. It's kind of humbling, actually. They're thanking us for coming down. And we just want to be here to be able to help them out. So they're just really neat folks. We've had just a good experience in working with all of them and all the other agencies, you know, these federal and state USAR teams from around the country, being able to connect with them, compare notes, share the commonality again of the mission, and just spending time in theater with them, working together for that common goal has been something that has been very uplifting to the members of the team.
Zimmerman said that putting the team's training to use in a real-world scenario will help them be prepared if a similar catastrophe would happen here in Wisconsin.
The operational experience that we get in operating in this type of an environment, in addition to working with several other USAR teams from around the country, is invaluable. It's a skill set that we can hone while we're down here, while helping the people in Texas. And it's one that we will bring back with us into Wisconsin so that we are that much more prepared to respond when needed in the state of Wisconsin.
That's Bob Zimmerman, leader of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force. The group returned home earlier this week from Central Texas, where members have been helping respond to this month's deadly flooding.